Hailed as an artist one would always wish for but seldom finds, Canadian soprano Amber Braid is establishing herself on the operatic stages of the world as a musical and dramatic force to be reckoned with. From Elettra in Mozart's Idomeneo to Bellini's Norma and Madame de Douane in Poulenc's Dialogue of the Carmelites, nothing seems to be impossible for this most remarkable young singer. Amber is currently in Toronto singing the title role in Richard Strauss's opera Salome, and we are thrilled to be speaking with her this morning. Good morning, Amber, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, you two. What a pleasure.
Yeah, great. The pleasure is all ours. Now, so I've seen your career develop with an astounding intensity over the past few years, and I am in complete awe of where your artistic road has taken you. Salome, to say the least, is a very complex persona. What attracted you to this role?
The complexity.
Uh-huh.
That's being able to dig in and find layers every time you do something is just a gift. And so I have done the role in Frankfurt twice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And coming back here and doing it here, you can, with different people and a different chemistry and a different production, I can just tap into more of the psychosis and the neuroses and the, you know, there's just so much there. And that's the gift that keeps on giving, because we can just keep unearthing all of these little onion layers.
What a wonderful metaphor there, the gift that keeps on giving of the onion layers. I love it.
So, Amber, who is your Salome and how might she differ from others?
Well, I'm not sure, because I don't know how others thought of her. But to me, she is a typical teenager in a lot of ways who has grown up in a vortex of an immoral society. Her household is just, there's no right or wrong. Everybody is mm-hmm. just sort of doing what they want to, and that there's no restraint. And that would be an odd place to grow up. So she does have a bit of kicks and tremors in this production. For me, that's what I've brought to it. But underlying that, she's just a teenager. And if we remember what being a teenager is, if our brain's not fully formed, when you want something, you want it so undividedly. There's nothing that can possibly get in your way when you want something so extremely. And there's just so much to unpack with her. But to me, that's what she is to me. I can't give you everything because you have to come in and see.
I did.
The rest of it. You did? Yeah.
I saw it on Sunday. It was fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've talked about the fact that this family on stage has got to be one of the most dysfunctional families in the operatic repertoire. And so when you're tackling this role, I wonder could you tell us, how do you prepare yourself for that entire experience, vocally, physically, mentally, emotionally? What goes into the how you get ready for this?
Well, I love it too, because the dysfunctionality, I mean, the root of that is when this was written, when Strauss wrote the opera, it's basically, that was the time of Freud too. So you can just picture all these people in the audience. And also when Oscar Wilde was writing it, he wrote that, he was reading that Richard Kraft Ebbing's study of Psychopathia Sexualis. So he was really studying these sexually dysfunctional humans. Mm. And that takes, it's really shown in the music. And when I love the little turns in the music where you can just, yeah, anyways. But how do I prepare? A large breakfast.
Yeah.
And a really slow and gentle warm up early on in the day.
Right.
And then it's very easy to get into the zone with her, but the challenge is staying in the zone. I think you guys know this from being performers. It's always, you have to enter this zen-like state, and it is very complicated music, and things go wrong, and things happen on stage, and you just, it's like on to the next.
She's never relaxing. She can never relax.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. So it's very, for me, it's tunnel vision, right from the first entrance until the end. Mm-hmm. And you just stay focused and it's what's next, and that helps the focus of the character. It helps, you know, stay focused musically so that you don't go into your mind palace, right? It's a very inner game of tennis. You have to just keep going forward.
Yeah, and also that, I mean, the music, the score, it is so bent, so broken, so powerful. I mean, you must just get everything from it. It must be so supportive for you.
Yes, and that's the gift, really.
Yes.
I mean, and it's, that is what makes it easier than a lot of roles, is that all you have to do is listen.
Oh, absolutely.
You just listen and you just react, and that's, it gives you everything, mm-hmm. where you don't have to find subtext. It's there.
It's totally there. Scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so in that ways, it's much, you know, in that way, it's a breeze.
You mentioned before that you have sung this before in Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. How, and I don't know about other productions, I'm sure there are many coming up, but how would you say this production differs from others you've done?
Well, this one, I have a moment to breathe.
Thank God.
The one in Frankfurt was very, very active from start to finish. I was never left the stage. The spotlight, it was done with spotlights, and Whoa. Most people were singing in the dark, oh. and it was everything through the female gaze, so you could only see what I was thinking.
Ha, huh, creepy.
So the
that's
spotlight
clever.
Would move. So then, yeah, but it was very active. And the... one of the challenges with Salome is that she is on stage all the time. However, it is a well-paced piece. Mm-hmm. You sing the hardest music in scene 3, and then you get a little bit of a break when the parents come out. And so in this one, I do get to literally lay on the ground and rest a little bit.
Yeah, that is.
In the other one, I was running more than ever.
Hmm. Wow, so that really would be exhausting.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, so you really have to plan the day well with your hydration and the food and not have any sort of physical ailments.
And, you know, I have to say, this might sound very perverted, but...
It is early morning hours, but go for it, Jean.
You've got Johanna Hahn's head in your hands. And I have to say, I think it was a brilliant idea to place that long, long kiss on him. It was fabulous. Not to just, give it a small little kiss, but to really go for it. Boy, that was powerful.
Good. I'm glad. I like to make it a little bit weird.
Mm.
Yeah, because I could feel in the rehearsal that I would do it, and then I could feel the tension rise. I was like,
sure.
Okay, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to make you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
Listen, Amber, I know you are here because you're singing Salome, and people should please visit coc.ca, but we do want to know what's coming up next for you when you have a breather and you can relax from this. Maybe you need lots of counseling after this opera. I don't know, but what's coming up for you?
There isn't actually a break until November, but in between the show, we're filming a movie. I'm filming a movie with Adam McGoyan.
Wow. Fabulous.
It'll be out who knows when, and then... the day after this closes, I start a Kurt Weill production in Frankfurt.
Great.
And
yes.
Yeah, which is a nice going back to my roots of singing Kurt Weill, as you'll appreciate.
Yeah.
And then the next day after that is the Ersten Menschen, which is a piece around like Korngold time. It's very cinematic, very luxe, like huge orchestra. Rudy Stefan is the composer. And that is a biblical story of Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel.
So it sounds like
an erotic thriller.
Yeah.
And so then that's, I think, when we really need the therapy.
Yeah, I think it sounds like you're going into, they call it dramatic Fach, but I think it's the epic Fach, because all these operas you're describing have epic proportions to their stories. So listen, we wish you all the best.
They're sort of impossible, yes.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Oh, brava for all that you are doing and the excitement you're bringing to the stages for the audience. It's been thrilling to talk to you. Have a great rest of the run, Amber.
Yeah. And brava.
Thank
brava.
Thank you so much. Okay, lots of love. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
We've been speaking with Amber Braid, who is starring in Richard Strauss's Salome at the Canadian Opera Company right now. If you still can get tickets, please go to coc.ca.